Timothy James Henson with you. The Careless Barry have a great program for you. Let's just get the gay out of the way. Hey, you disgusting low-class welfare recipients.
I got a dick dick!
I suck a little dick. Smoke a little crack.
Yeah, I want to eat your ass for the night. I want to smoke and fuck you.
Finally, Tim Henson's going to get a date. She's a total skank.
I have HIV.
No one cares if you rape a hooker.
Hey, turn this fucking thing off!
Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $50 a month, or $2,000 a year. You get full access to testicles, breasts, ass, clits, nipples, penises, mandatory euthanasia, more abortion humor, and the
Queen's over on virus.
It's fun to talk about oral sex, but I want to chat about something else. If you are in New York and you are Jewish, really, if you see a black man, call the cops.
And I'd like to help you with that. These damn fools! Get the hell off of that phone! These damn fools! People get me angry here!
Hey, freaks! It's Friday, August 13th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, I'm gonna be a father! Can I squeeze your tits? Plus, getting naked in front of Obama, and a flight attendant loses his little gay shit. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Friday edition of Distorted View Daily. Got a great program for you. How great is it? Three words. Grandma gets raped. Yes, I've got a porno clip. This was sent in by DV listener Rick, who I don't know what type of fucking porn he's looking up, but I appreciate his work. Don't get me wrong. It's just something's not right with him looking for old ladies getting raped. Here is just that. So far, it sounds like she's enjoying it. Now, she's either laughing maniacally or crying. Some guys can't finish the job if they you know, hear a woman crying, so that's why in their mind they say, oh, she's just laughing. I, on the other hand, get off on women's tears. I mean, look. I mean, if you were getting raped, wouldn't you eventually just shut up? There's no point in screaming. The cock is already buried in your cunt. No amount of screaming is going to help. You're locked in an abandoned warehouse. Sit back and enjoy it. Make the best of the situation. Maybe if you ask nicely, he'll play with your nipples. All right, I gotta take a break here. We'll check back in with the grandma being raped in a moment. But first, I've got a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This was sent in by Nard. Thank you so much, Nard. This is an old Asian man singing Carrie Underwood at some sort of karaoke competition. He's very old, very Asian, and apparently very angry.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing. Deep beats, fire traps, he's gonna get frisky. Right now, he's probably buying his little drink, little fruity drink, cause he can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind you.
I'm not sure which key he's singing the song in.
Right now, he's probably up behind you with a pool.
Check your pockets, dude. I think you lost your keys.
Right now, he's probably up behind you with a pool six. Now he's in the combo. Oh.
Here we go.
He don't know. Oh. Laying down by Jesus.
He sounds like an Asian Hitler screaming.
Carve
his name into his leather seat.
Check out the windmill's ladder. Follow his lines. Smash the hole. The whole boy's fire. Maybe next time he'll pay for me.
I know you can't really understand a word this Krasian, he's a Krasian, he's a crazy Asian, is singing, but I'm compelled to play some more.
Right now, she's probably singing the White Trash version of Naya Karaoke. Right now, she's probably singing off drunk, and he's gonna get lucky. Uh-huh. Right now, he's probably got the $3 worth of the bathroom photo.
Very good. That's enough. Cut him off, please. People seem to like him, inexplicably. All right, let's check back in with our grandma being raped. It's fun, isn't it? She's laughing. It's a mixture of pleasure and pain. I've got a clip here of a guy who is teaching a dog a very interesting trick, I guess, kind of. Take a listen.
My roommate is does a lot of stuff, so he's busy. He's all out and everything like that. He walks his dog every once in a while, but I've taken it upon myself to start walking his dog every once in a while.
That's nice.
And I have my own keyword for when I'm taking Meatwad on a walk. And we're going to watch her reaction to
it. Most people say things like, you want to go outside, and the dog flips out, or outside, or pee-pee, you know, they go to the door or whatever. This is what the dude has taught the dog.
Chicken pot pies.
The dog does not respond to that.
Burglars.
Again, the dog doesn't respond.
Everybody in the house is being stabbed to death right now. The
dog's just laying down.
Child porn.
Oh, he's up.
Child porn? Does that mean we're going on a walk?
Yes.
Child porn?
Looking for some fresh meat.
I'll see how he likes that one.
There you go. What should the word be that I teach my dogs, Willie and Walter, to associate with going out? Any suggestions? Email me, show@distortedview.com. I've got one more piece of audio, and then we'll get into the news. This is a very young black girl. She's probably, what, like 5 years old, 4 years old, something like that. And she heard some strange noises the previous night and is telling her parents about them.
Who was naked?
Huh?
Who you said was naked?
Daddy and mommy.
And what happened?
Daddy and mommy's naked and you're in trouble, both of y'all.
Okay, so what happened?
Mommy was saying, and I heard you. And that's supposed to be true. Tell the truth, mommy.
Where was you at?
Huh?
Where was you at when you heard that?
I was out my bed and you was making sounds.
You was in your room?
Uh-huh.
Teaching your children great grammar.
You was in your room?
You was in your room.
Uh-huh. And I was waking up.
And what were you here? What you heard? What you heard?
Daddy and mommy.
What did you hear?
Daddy and mommy said,
You heard daddy?
Uh-huh, and you
The mommy was, and the daddy was,
When did this happen?
Because you said that. Mommy said, and daddy said,
Okay.
She was trying to sleep.
And that's why mommy said, and daddy said,
Right, great moments in parenting there. Let's check in with the grandma rape porn one more time. I just wanted to make sure everything was still going okay. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, now is a great time to sign up. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Got a weekend program for you. Corey will be back with Butt Fudge Sunday. Still planning on a video cast for you guys. So if you'd like to sign up, support the program. I really appreciate it. And, you know, it's the weekend. It's payday. You can afford to drop $5 or save some cash by signing up for a yearly membership. It's like getting 2 months free. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, one of Britain's richest men is dishing out thousands of pounds to people brave enough to put their safety on the line. Billionaire Alki David is worth 1.2 billion pounds, or about $1.9 billion in U.S. money, or real money. Comes in at number 45 on the Sunday Times Rich List in the U.K. He's offering cash for daredevils to upload stunts onto a website called Battlecam and encourage them to film and upload stunts. Okay. Quote, "We started doing dares, and it has become more and more outlandish as every day goes by." David, who has paid out £166,000 over the last 3 months to pranksters from across the world, said, "It is great fun and entertainment." Well, David is now offering $100,000 to anyone who is prepared to get naked in front of President Barack Obama with Battlecam written on their chest while shouting Battlecam. I'd get naked in front of the president if I could scream, "County Law! County Law!" instead. This is going to be on County Law? Woo! That's real good! County Law! County Law! All right, yes, David is now offering $100,000 to anyone who's prepared to get naked in front of President Obama with Battlecam written on their, Battlecam written on their chest and shouting Battlecam. David, who has not made any money from Battlecam yet, said he has always been a practical jokester despite it getting him into trouble in the past. "I got suspended from school for pranks. It's in my genes, I think." And that's the man who is worth $1.9 billion. Life is not fair. All right, second story we have for you today. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about this JetBlue flight attendant who went batshit crazy on a plane, but let me read you the update here. The flight attendant whose dramatic departure from a JetBlue plane at a New York City airport has transformed him into a folk hero to some, and now he wants his job back. "That's his life," Steven Slater's legal aid defense attorney Howard Terman told reporters. His father was a pilot. His mother was a flight attendant. It's in his blood. That's what he likes to do. Whether Slater can regain his wings was unclear. We're conducting an internal investigation regarding his status as an employee at JetBlue, said airline spokeswoman Jenny Durvin. What the hell happened? Apparently, a woman started cursing out Slater. Problems began before the flight, carrying a load of 100 passengers, took off. Quote, "A number of passengers were competing for overhead carry-on luggage areas," Terman, Slater's attorney, said. "With great difficulty, they were shoving the bags around, attempting to get it in. Steven came over to assist, and either the bag or the overhead bin hit him on the head. And at that point, he suffered an injury," which I guess turned him into an asshole. Terman offered a more graphic description of events on Wednesday when he said a woman started cursing and, based on the information, slammed the overhead luggage bin on his head. Then the woman said, "Fuck you," to Slater. After the flight landed at JFK, Slater approached the woman as she attempted to retrieve her bag from the bin while the plane was still taxiing to the gate. All right. right? Passengers are required to stay in their seats with their seatbelts fastened until the pilot has reached the gate and gives the all-clear sign. We hear Slater on the intercom. "Will people on the aisle please sit down? We're on an active runway," recalled passenger Howard Deneroff, an executive with Westwood One Radio. Then Slater made a second announcement. "Please sit down and shut the overhead bin. We can't move this plane while you're standing." The passenger cursed Slater again. Her fury grew upon learning she would have to wait at baggage claim to retrieve luggage she had been forced to check at the gate. At that point, Slater got on the plane's public address system. Passenger Phil Catalan wrote on his blog that Slater said, "To the passenger who just called me a motherfucker, fuck you. I've been in this business 20 years, and I've had it." Another passenger says that they saw Slater grabbing his roller bag that all flight personnel use. He tossed it right out the door of the plane. He was scuffling with either the pilot or the co-pilot. "I noticed a lot of blue. There was a lot of movement in the galley area." Slater then grabbed some beer from the beverage cart before deploying the emergency slide and leaving. He deployed the emergency slide and enjoyed a cool, crisp Bud Light. The flight crew reported the slide deployment at 12:12 p.m. Terman sharply denied a JetBlue passenger's assertion published Thursday that the flight attendant instigated the confrontation. "It's not so," said Terman. "Sometimes some people in our society are not courteous and are impatient. For 20 years, Stephen has been very patient, has dealt with the passengers in each of the airlines he worked for in an effective and courteous and polite manner. Sometimes that point can be taken advantage of by others." I would love a full transcript of this dude's tirade. Final story we have for you today. It's a short one. It comes from Utah. A 31-year-old Utah man has been sentenced to 6 months in jail. Why, you ask? Well, apparently he fondled a maternity nurse who was wheeling the man's pregnant girlfriend to the delivery room. Yes. Second District Court Judge Scott Hadley sentenced Adam Manning of Bountiful to 180 days in the Weber County Jail. Manning pleaded guilty in June to a reduced charge of felony attempted forcible sexual abuse. Look, having a child is a very stressful time. Sometimes you just want to squeeze some sweet, ripe lady melons. Manning missed his child's birth following his arrest. Defense attorney Randall Marshall argued that Manning's actions on October 9th at McKee D. Hospital resulted from a brain injury following a vehicle crash 10 years ago. Good luck with that defense. And involved no force or violence. The judge ordered Manning to undergo psychosexual, mental health, and substance abuse evaluations and treatment. So there you go. Groping a nurse on the way to deliver your own baby. Sick man. And Distorted Views salute you. All right, that, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Timothy Marietta Henson. This is the voice of God speaking. And I don't mean my faggoty crybaby son, Jesus. I mean the God.
Okay.
Yes, I'm calling with my "I know I was a freak" moment. See, Timothy, I knew I was a freak when it dawned on me that I had created your freaky faggoty ass. Surely that makes me a freak, doesn't it, Timothy?
Yes, huh. You are the original freak.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's me, Alex, calling in to say I just witnessed a car blow up in the garage.
Cool.
Like, I actually saw it from distance, thankfully. I didn't get shot with shrapnel at me. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing was, I actually was getting on the bus. So I got on the bus, but it was full of niggers.
Hey.
So it's a bit of a TMD right now. Sorry for you. The funny thing about it, whenever I mentioned it to all of them, they all started freaking out, like, oh, Lord, it's going to blow up. I'm like...
No, it's not.
It already
people.
Blew up. Like, I heard the gas can
Why
blow up.
Why are they British?
I heard everything in the car blow up. I could see the charring remains of it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that racist call.
Jigu, Timmy.
Jigu.
How's it going? This is James from Ohio. I was just calling because I was listening to some shows. And, wait, do you hear that at all?
Oh. Mm-hmm. I do hear that.
Oh, God, Timmy. I got to go.
It sounds a lot like body crushing. Dun, dun, dun.
Jigu, Tim. Jess from Buffalo. That's going to be attempt number two. My phone sucks. I just wanted to weigh in on Salvia. Yeah. Philadelphia isn't something that you want to, like, do a lot. I mean, you know,
it's, why not, man?
It's an interesting trip if you like to trip, but it doesn't matter. You probably would want to do it alone. I mean, unless you want to do it with somebody that you trust that's not going to fuck with you.
I trust no one.
You don't know what the fuck is going on. I mean, you know, they're trying to make it illegal saying people are going to just smoke Stelvia and then go drive. No, they're not, because, I mean, even if they're sitting in the car with it on, you're still not going to be able to figure out how to put it in drive, because you won't be able to find your stick shift. Because it's just, you lose concept of everything around you. And no, you're not going to go jump out a window, because you won't even be able to find the
window. So I wouldn't be able to record my show on Salvia, is what you're saying.
It's you, sir. This is Zach from Florida. This is Zach from Florida. I think I need, like, an alias or a nickname of sorts, sir, because every time I call in, there's another guy named Zach that will call in, and you automatically think that it's me, so you never get to play my voicemails. But that's not why I called,
really?
Sir. I called because I think I am becoming a beer enthusiast, sir. And I was just curious, is there any update on Distorted Brew? What is your favorite brew? What are the freaks' favorite beers? Maybe they can call in and tell me a good one to pick out.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a big beer person. Well, actually, I do drink a lot when I'm, like, out at the movies or whatever. Blue Moon is typically my beer of choice, I guess. But I don't like any. I don't any fancy ones.
Hello, Timothy Anson. This is Pan Penisco, your monkey overlord, calling. My Methodist half-brother, Man Menescor, is a research scientist. Today he received an email from a prospective high school intern. I figured you might like a little bit of it. By the by, all the names have been redacted to protect the fucktard.
Okay.
And I quote, "Hello, Professor. I am an ambitious high school student. I took a gander at your research in pancreatic development and was impregnated by fascination and awe.
Holy shit.
I am interested in studying how insulin-producing cells of the pancreas, spelled wrong, contribute to longevity. Colon. My primary goal in life is extending human lifespan indefinitely.
Oh, boy.
This was written by a 16-year-old, and I fear he may become a greater supervillain than myself.
Yes.
Potentially producing immortal hordes.
After his 2 years of community college, of course.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida. I was listening, this is Monday's show, 8, 9, 10. And you played the clip at the beginning with the guy who was coming.
Yes.
And he sounded exactly like how the Geico Gecko would sound if he came.
What?
I'm not sure if you picked up on that or if any of the other freaks picked up on
that. Go back and listen to that episode again.
You'll have to play it back and take a listen to it. Hmm. It sounds exactly like that little green fox if you were to, maybe get laid every once in a while. So I'll let you know.
I can't believe you made that connection.
Hey, Timmy, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Why did Jesus die on the cross?
Why did Jesus?
The answer is, he forgot the safe word.
Ooh. But I'm pumped.
And you're really gay.
Jesus is a pain slut.
Jagoo, Jimmy Boo. Hey, it's Sideshow member Matt from Amherst.
Did you forget your name?
I had a question. I'm listening to Twisted Nipples that I downloaded from the Sideshow, which you freeloaded fuckers.
Yeah, I forgot I posted that. Twisted Nipples was a CD that I put out many, many years ago before Distorted View was a podcast, back when I was doing, like, a little 5-minute program on a 1-800 telephone service. I don't know if it holds up very well, but I posted it as a Sideshow exclusive.
Join. It's only fucking $5.
Right.
But I'm listening to Big Diet with you and Joe, and I was just wondering, if you two were to have gay sex, who would be the top and who
would be
the bottom?
Big Joey, my little bitch.
You'd take it in your pressure zone. Alright. Talk to you later, Tim.
You think I would take it in my pressure... Interesting.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Flair Monkey, and I know I haven't called in a while, but I had a little story that I'd like to tell you.
Pressure zone.
Not long, so stop sighing. I was at a museum because I'm an underage freak, and my parents were dragging me to it. And it's all about information and stuff,
nerd.
And then just watch this movie. And everything goes quiet. Blah, blah, blah. About halfway through, this old guy, and he, at the beginning, I was sick because he wouldn't stop coughing. He just wouldn't shut up. So I was basically about to flatter my chair and punch him in the face because that's what you do to old people.
Right.
But Anyway, it was about halfway through, everything was quiet, and all I heard was, "This is stupid," from that old guy, and it made me have hope for all the near-deads. It was beautiful. Anyway, enjoy the show, and Wing was on an episode of South Park.
Ah, I've heard. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God. Subscribe via iTunes, spread the distortion. If you are not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now, and you can pick up this weekend's bonus episode of Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday, all that sort of good stuff. Otherwise, we will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Thank you so much for a great week of programs. Bye, everybody!
They can make you slap somebody.